Hello, I have now with me Jane Harris, who is the Learning Coordinator for Wales for Peace. Jane, can you tell me about the organisation Wales for Peace?
Well, Wales for Peace is a four-year project funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund, and we are aiming to answer a very big question, which is, in the 100 years since World War One, how has Wales contributed to peace? So in the last 4 years, we've been gathering stories about different aspects of peacemaking in Wales. We've looked at the loss of war and how that affected societies. We've looked at peacemakers and peace builders. We've looked at the role of women. We've looked at what's happened to refugees and asylum seekers over the last 100 years. So there are various strands to the project, and we are aiming to draw those out and to create a body of stories that can be shared as our heritage into the future.
And does Wales hold any sort of distinctive features that you come across which are typical only to Wales?
Well, this building is one example. So in the 1920s and 1930s, this building was the centre of a lot of activity around the Welsh League of Nations, which, as you can imagine, between the two world wars, there's a lot of activity happening because people just didn't want to see that tragedy happening on the same scale again.
And this building, of course, is the Temple of Peace.
It's the Temple of Peace in the Cataise Park in Cardiff.
Okay.
Just a couple of other examples. We have a message of peace and goodwill that has gone out every year since 1922 from the young people of Wales to the young people of the world. We have the Llangollen International Eisteddfod. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in Wales. We're a small country, but actually there is a lot going on in terms of peace building.
Thank you. And can you tell me what is happening today, please?
Today we have an award ceremony for young people who have contributed to peace in various ways. So some people have done creative writing, some have done artwork, some have done projects in their schools such as Playground Peacemakers, or they've done films. So various ways that they've done work towards peace.
And I understand this is the second event in Wales this week.
Yes.
And the first was in North Wales.
Yes.
Why was that?
Really, because it takes 5 hours to get from North Wales to South Wales. So we definitely had that message from people in North Wales. It was important to have their own event up there. Yes.
So that was so local schools would be represented
indeed
in that in North
yes,
Wales and local schools. But there's no one general award for the whole of Wales.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you promote your work?
We have a website, but we use social media as much as possible, so Twitter and Facebook. Those are the main ways that we promote what we're doing.
Okay, and any future events planned?
Because we're in the final year of the project, we are at the moment, or my colleague is at the moment, putting together a final exhibition, which really brings together what we've learned throughout the 4 years, but also aims to ask people, to get people asking questions about how they carry this heritage on into the future.
Okay.
And that will be travelling around Wales in lots of different locations.
And finally, would you agree with me that with so many flashpoints around the world today, that maybe peace is more important for the promotion of peace than at any other time since World War II?
It's difficult to compare, isn't it? But I think certainly we feel as though we're in a bit of a crisis situation with some leaders who are very volatile. I think we've just seen in the last few days how quickly quite stereotypical views and opinions of particular countries can get promoted and spread. And, you know, we would say that a lot that we've done in Wales has sort of worked against those tendencies. So, yeah, I think it's alarming.
Okay, well, Jane, well, thank you very much, because I know you're very busy at this precise moment for spending 5 minutes for Get the Chance.
Okay.
And good luck with today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
So, just back from